dat zet ik des am Rabbi. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yimot HaMashiach 40 Shana. The total number of years of Yimot HaMashiach is 40 years. Shinema 40 Shana Akut Bador. If you use the notion of Akut, Lamnakte is in Aramaic, then Akut would mean I would take a generation. So that means that a unique generation it's talking about, I mean, obviously the Pasha, so the Pasha is referring to the Dor HaMidbar, but since it uses the Lashon HaBakut, B'Lashon HaTid, apparently there's another unique Dor. That unique Dor is also the Dor of Yimot HaMashiach, is 40 Shana. Rabbi Elazar ben Azar, Yomer, 70 Shana. Shinemar v'haya b'yom ahu v'nishkach ha-tzur 70 Shana, kimei melech echad. What's that, kimei melech echad? It has to be in the sense of achad ha'am. In other words, melech miuchad, say though, melech miuchad, Avi Omer is a Mashiach, and that's the most unique melech. Rabbi Omer, Shlosha Dorot, Shenehemar, Yiraucha im Shemesh, Vilifnei Yareach. This Yiraucha im Shemesh is a reference to Mashiach, as we saw before, Lifnei Shemesh, Yinon Shmo, we darshan yesterday, was the Mokra that it's, you better watch out that Abe doesn't come and sit over here, that way he can keep you up also. Yeah, so Yinon Shemo, if the Shemesh is Mashiach, if Neyareach, we know, is always Malchus Beis David, Remes Neyareach. That was, we had David yesterday as being the Nasi Lahem. So we have both then. And how long is that? Dor Dorim. So Dor is Dor Echad, and Dorim is Shtei Dorot, B'yachad Shlosha Dorot. Rabbi Hillel Omer, as we saw yesterday, Ein lehem Mashiach liYisrael shekvar akluhu bimei Chizkiyahu. There's various approaches as to what exactly. I mean, obviously he's not being kaifer in one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim. I mean, to say that there's no Mashiach, no ultimate Mashiach. Rashi learns the pshat is Ein Mashiach. There's no Boser v'Adam Mashiach. The Zakarik Baruch Hu is Melech aleihem without a representative, and the last person that was shaykh to be a physical Mashiach was Chizkiyahu. Where it says Big Shul Asot Mashiach. But as I mentioned yesterday, I mean, I didn't go into detail yesterday, but the Rav learns that the Pshat is the Teva of Yimot. Kfar Ochlu is the Pshat, they ate the Teva of Yimot, the fun of Yimot Mashiach, so to speak. So the Brochus in terms of Eilam HaZeh of Yimot Mashiach that they already had. But it's the same idea as the Kid Revilo. So it's not this. He was also, according to the Rana, he also agrees that not like Rashi's learning is not a human Mashiach. It's a human Mashiach, but it's not the Achila of Yemos HaMashiach. So the Mela, what are we darshing Yemos HaMashiach? I mean, the whole period is Yemos HaMashiach. Omer of Yosef, surely Morei the Rabbi Hillel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should forgive Rabbi Hillel, does darshan things, says things, and ignores Tzurkim. What is he talking about? When was Chizkiyahu? Chizkiyahu was still during the time of the Bayit Rishon. Zechariah, not to be confused with the Zechariah that was killed, that we talked about the Damash of Zechariah, that was Yehoyada's son, Zechariah. But Zechariah, the Navi, Zechariah ben Berechiah, he was during the time of the Nevi'as Lagabe the Bayit Sheni in the Treyasa. And nonetheless, we find in Zechariah, which was said long after Chizkiyahu, Gili Maod Bat Zion, Ari Bat Yerushalayim, Hine Malkech Yavola, Sadiq Vinoshahu, Ani Baruchev Al Chamor Malayar Ben Atonot. Everybody agrees that those are references to Mashiach, right? So how could Rabbi Hillel say that there's no Mashiach? And it says, Gili Ma'od, Ari, I mean, the Mashma, that there's a Tova in those days, that is what he was, even according to the Ram, and he said, but there's what to eat, there's what to be Sameyagbo, and so on. Mashma, the notion of Gil, Mashma, that there's a physical Gil, there's some response to the actual Tova, and the Elam HaZeh, you may say Mashiach. Tanya, Yidach, Rabbi Eliezer, I mean, you can see why this is not a devastating taina against him, Rabbi Hillel. Because I mean, the whole point of here is Ani Rokev Al Chamor, he's also made it. That the Darg of Mashiach that we called Ani Rokev Al Chamor yesterday, we pointed out there's two levels to Mashiach. So that Darg of Mashiach, maybe he's also made it. That's not called the Teva of Yemei Mashiach, but that Gili would be a reference to the Gili Malka Shamayim, and that I'm also made it to. Tani Yidach Rebbe Yezro, man. Yemot HaMashiach, 40 shana, 40 years of Yemot HaMashiach, Kivacha, Vaya'ancha, Vaya'ivecha, Vaya'achilcha, Man, and so on and so forth. So the Lashon of Yirav, Inui, that the Achil of the Mon was an Inui, and Bechol, the experiences in the Midbar, and that was 40 years of those experiences. And then it says, Blagabe Yemot HaMashiach, Samchenu Timot Initanu, the days in which we were Me'unim, Shinot Ra'inu Ra'ah. So that was those Arba'im Shana. And it's connected the Arba'im Shana Bamidbar. Rabbi Dosa Omer, Arba Me'ot Shana. Ktivata Ba'avadum V'inu Otzam Arba Me'ot Shana. You see, Gabi Mitzrayim, we view that as an Inui. The Inui of Arba Me'ot Shana. That's the way the Torah views it. Even if we say that the actual Yumei Ha'inui were obviously much, much less. But the Torah has defined the Golas Mitzrayim as an Inui of Arba Me'ot Shana. And it says, we should have the Simcha of Yemot HaMashiach that is similar to the days that the Torah has defined as Yemei Nitanu. So that's 400 years. Rabbi Omer, Shalosh Meot Shishim V'Chamei Shana, Kiminyan Yemot HaChana, Shinema Ki Yom Nakam Belibi. Now the Yom, that's Keneged, the Yom of the Meraglim. The Yom Nakam, it says Yom L'Shana, Yom L'Shana. They were 40 days, so the Nakama was a year for each day. So here too, the Yom Nakam Belibi, meaning that type of Yom, which is a year per day, is Shnat Guli Ba'ah. Guli Ba'ah, the Gulai Ba'ah is 365 days, in other words, like those. So each one is a year, so it's 365 years. My Yom Nakam Belibi, what's that Belibi? Why do you say it's in your heart specifically? Omar Rabbi Yochanan Lilibi Giliti. But la evarai lo giliti. The secret of Mashiach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I keep in my heart, but I did not expose it to my evarim. So in other words, the various midos Hashem, which in Kabbalah are connected to evrei haguf, right? So this, the Kabbalah say that lilibi giliti is the trap of those tzaddikim whose neshama comes out of the lathe, which is the mid of bina. So those are the, like, Mishmas Meshra, Rabbeinu, and so on, which comes from Elam HaTayhu. So they are shyest to know the Yisaydais of the Geula. Mashenkin, the Evorim, which are the other Midais, which connect to the Evrei Haguf, that was never exposed. And there's nothing in the Elam from which a person could really learn anything about Yemot HaMashiach. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Omer, Lilibi Giliti, but Lilamalachei Asharet lo Giliti. So it's even worse. There's not even a Gilui Lamala. That's the kind of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Normally, we talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu Pamalyashalo Kevayachol. Mashaykin, over here, the Potsk is specifying, no, Yom Nakam Belibi. This isn't part of the Anhagat Sa'ilam that there's any awareness of the Chalal in creation. Tani Avimi Berei de Rabbi Abu. Yemot HaMashiach liYisrael Shiv'at Alafim Shana. It's 7,000 years. Because it says, Mesos Chatan Al-Kala Yisraelayach Elohayach. And we know that's Shiva Shemei HaMishteh. Shiva Shemei HaMishteh. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's day we saw yesterday is Elaf Shana Yom Mitzmot Yavo. So that means that the Sheva Brachah, so to speak, of the happiness of Yemot HaMashiach, 7,000 years. Omer Rav Yonah Amar Shmuel, Yemot HaMashiach, ki miyom shenivra ha'olam v'ad achshav, shenema ki mei ha'shamayim al ha'aretz. Since it's supposed to be the Tovah, ki mei ha'shamayim al ha'aretz, and whenever that is, in other words, starting from now meaning at the moment that it starts, when Mashiach comes, so ki mei ha'shamayim al ha'aretz, as long as it took from creation till now, that much is Yemot HaMashiach. Rabbi Nachum Bar Yitzchak says, no, it's ki mei Noach ad achshav. It's not from the time of Bria, it's from the time of Noach. Shema, ki mei Noach zot li asher nishbati. So the ki mei Noach. In other words, similar to from the time of Noach till now, till the time of asher nishbati, me'avor mei Noach od. So that is the same time that you will be zochet to that teva. Omer Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Omer Rabbi Yochanan Kol HaNaviim, Kulam lo nitnabu el Yemot HaMashiach. Any references that you'll find in the Nevi'im about the Tovah is only a reference to Yemot HaMashiach. We don't even use metaphors in the Navi for Olam Haba at all. There's no vision that is given over to Nevi'im to translate metaphorically. So Manela, it's not possible to speak in Neviut about Olam Haba. And this seems to be pleaded to Shmuel. The Amr Shmuel, Ein Ben Olam Azel Yimot HaMashiach, Ela She'ibud Malchiyot Bilvad. There is nothing that is different about Yimot HaMashiach. So even though we see clearly that, I mean, there are some places where there's no escaping, and it's talking about Yimot HaMashiach, in which you have the description of the Melech, and then, that the Rambam goes through various things, So what exactly would a Ze'ev bin Kebes mean? Okay, those are indeed metaphors that work even Afilo Libet Shmuel. Because it doesn't have to be a Shinui B'Teva for to be peace between nations that were previously at war. So there's a Ze'ev and a Kebes, so to speak. So the Rambam says, fine. So Liakra HaMaisa, you recognize what those metaphors mean. But they're, even in terms of Yemot HaMashiach, they're only metaphorical. Omer Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Kol anit nevi'im lo nitnavu ela leba'alei teshuvah. Avo tzadikim gemurim, ayin lo ra'ata lo yim zelatecha. Also, the level of teva that nevi'im are being meramis to is only nogea people who were shayach to chait, but who did teshuvah. But tzadikim gemurim were never shayach to chait, there's no shlit of nevi'is. Uplik the Rabbi Avu, the sargis on Rabbi Avu, dam Rabbi Avu, mokum shaba'alei teshuvah omdim sham, Tzadikim einam omdim sham. The place, the madrega in which about tshuva is omeid, a tzaddik wouldn't be able to be omeid. Shenema, shalom, shalom, la rachok v'lakarov. So you see first, v'reisha rachok, the one who is therefore called first by Hashem, is the rachok, that means he gets the first aliyah. V'hodar karov, and then afterwards the one who is karov, so apparently he gets a later aliyah now. I mean, we always are kere for the aliyahs in order of the chashivas. So it must be that the Rachok is more chashiv. And that's the Raya, that Makam Shabbalah Shavayindim. Well, the Maitre of Tzadik points out that it's not really that there's a contradiction between them when they plead it. There's a contradiction between the two, because the terms of the Kefas HaGuf of the Baal Tshuva is on a lower darga because his Guf was Nitma. But in terms of the ultimate Tikkun that his Neshama was Shaya to, he was obviously Mistaken more by penetrating deeper, so to speak. So the Mela one is a rabbi, and all along we see it at these two levels. One is a level to Olam Hazeh elements, and one is a Madrega, in which he shayach to an Olam Haba. Whereas the other way of understanding it is, I mean, the partial way is, so first, Bereisha Rachok, Vada Karov, and my Rachok, when you call Rachok, obviously we don't mean that his book was calling the one who is further from him now, in other words, Rachok means Rachok to mean Korah, the one who was originally Rachok, and then became closer by being called to the Tshuva, so to speak. My Karov, Karov to mean Korah, whereas the Karov who comes afterwards is the Tzadik Gomer, who was always Karov, and he's still Karov, the Ashtar. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it's no problem. Rachok means someone who is Rachok mi Aveira. Rabbi Yochanan is calling the Rachok, not Rachok from him. But so one who is closer to me by being Rachok Mi'avera, he comes first. Karov is someone who was originally Karov Mi'avera, and now through Teshuvah, Nisrachik Mi'avera. Vom Rabchia Baravam, Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Adavim, Kulam, Lo Nitnabu, Elen Mesi Bito L'Tamit Chacham, Lo Se Pragmati L'Tamit Chacham. Or, Trumahan L'Tamit Chacham, Min Chassam, Lo Maisem. All of the Nevi'is is in terms of sensual things. So if you're talking to people who shaykhis to Kedusha is sensual, so that's, so they bring your Talmud Chacham into the family. His daughter married a Talmud Chacham, or he works in business to give a panos to Talmud Chacham, or someone who is mahana Talmud Chacham from what he owns. You could talk to him about, I'll give you also sensual things in return. But for a Baal Nefesh, it doesn't mean anything to tell him you'll be a multimillionaire. He's not interested in being a multimillionaire. He wants you to talk to him about the hashlama of his nefesh. So obviously those things are not references to Talmud Chacham Atzmam. So Talmidei Chachamim Atzmam Ayin Lo Ra'ata Lo Yim Zelatecha. It's not shayach to describe, because these are not things that can be given over in sensual metaphors. My Ayin Lo Ra'ata, what element we're talking about that cannot be conceived within our terms. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Zayayin Amishumar Banavav, Misheshet Yemei Bereshit. This is a reference to the original wine that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put away to mature throughout the entire course of Bria, which becomes now available only after the entire Bria has been absorbed, the taste of the entire Bria in it.
Does Benny sell it downstairs?
Not yet. Oh. He says it's too soon, though. Reish Lakish Omer. So this is a reference to, in Kabbalistic terms, this is a reference to Gilui of the opening Midas, of Chochma Beyond Das, as opposed to the Sheva Midas that follow. Reish Lakish Omer, Ze Eden. This is a reference to Eden, and that is the only thing that you could say, Lo Ra Ta'ayin Mi'olam. No human eye ever saw it. Don't ask me, what about Adam? Im Tomar Adam Hechandar. Adam didn't live in Eden. He lived in the garden. It was Dar Began. Now you're going to tell me the same thing. Gan, who Eden? No. Talmud Omar, the Pasuk says, Nahar Yotzei Me Eden, Lashkot Etagan. Obviously, if the river is coming from a place to be Marshka the Gan, that can't be the same place. So then that means that the mocker of the nourishment of the garden itself was Aden, but Adam Arisha wasn't so to actually see Aden.
It's not the garden of Eden, it's the garden near Eden.
Sorry?
It's not just the garden of Eden, it's right. The garden near Eden.
Well, it could be of in the sense that it's supported by. So in that sense, it's of.
So is Aden actually nicer than Adam?
I guess so.
No one's seen it.
Then the next case we had in the Mishnah was Ha'imer in Torah min HaShamayim. Now, in Torah min HaShamayim is actually a broad thing, because the point over here is that the individual is essentially rejecting the Dvar Hashem. And this we learn not from the Pasuk, which defines that idea as Dvar Hashem Bazar. He takes the Dvar Hashem, and he discards it as if it's meaningless. He despises it. So there it says, Ki Dvar Hashem Bazal Mitzvotav Hefer Hikaret Hikaret. So what is this? The Pashto is Dvar Hashem Bazal. It's the cross out of all things. So Omer in Torah Min HaShamayim. But there's all kinds of levels to it. And Dvar Hashem Bazal is an apikoros. We'll see what that means, that the Gemara will analyze later today. Dvar Acher, Ki Dvar Hashem Bazal. Somebody talks about Torah as if it's meaningless. It's mitzvotav efer. This refers to hafarat habrit, a mefer brit basar, either by not being mal or by attempting to make himself look as if he's lo nimo. Hikaret b'olam hazeh, hikaret b'olam haba. This is the remez to the inyanim in our Mishnah that says ein lam chevek olam haba. Mikan Amar Rabbi Eliezer Hamoda'i, Hanechalel et HaKodashim. Based on this, you have a very broad sense of what it would mean to be a Dvar Hashem Bazar. You could have somebody who is Mechalel Karbonis, or he dresses as if Chol HaMoed is a normal day. That's called Mevazet HaMoed. He wears a t-shirt during Chol HaMoed. Or Hamefer Brito Shel Avram Avinu. He now... It pulls up his orla, pulls up skin to make it look as if he has a foreskin. So he's megala panim b'torah shalok halakha, which we'll see what that means clearly in the base. V'hamabin p'nei chaveu b'rabim, who is Dvar Hashem, and he's being mavazahit. Hapapi sheyesh b'yada Torah ma'isim tov, and this guy can be full of mitzvahs, and he can be full of Torah. But ain lo chelek olam haba, how can he have shakas olam haba if he wears a t-shirt during Chol HaMoed? I mean, obviously, he doesn't have respect for the Dvar Hashem, in which case, it makes no sense to have connection to a Dvar Hashem in any real way. Tanya Ida, ki Dvar Hashem Bazar. Yeah, we're not talking about the mitzvah element. We're talking about the deeper question, like the Gemara began. Something that a person doesn't have shakas and can't have. It's not Kulei Hai Lama, it's not a question of an onesh for wearing, not somebody who wears a t-shirt, doesn't deserve any punishment. But the attitude of that things don't matter, that carelessness, that complete bizoyan to everything, walking into shul and wearing your shorts and looking like you're an idiot, or not caring that the Shechina is real to you, that Torah is real to you. No, it's deeper than a specific mitzvah. I mean, Lamaisa, there is discussion in the Gemara about if there's a specific mitzvah. We'll see later on. I have a long shiur on this, at least, what the makaras are for it. So all of these cases are Dvar Hashem Baza. Now the Braisa says Dvar Hashem Baza, Zeh Omer in Torah Min HaShamayim. And we said, somebody, that's now our Mishnah, that Omer in Torah Min HaShamayim. So that's Afilu. Doesn't mean ain't Torah that God never gave the Torah. Even if he says, "Kol haTorah kulam min haShamayim," could be posuk zeh. This the redactors put in later, or the editors changed this word. It's a tikkun sefer, means there's an editor who fixes the words up. So this posuk lo amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or Moshe said that in Piatzmo. That's also zeh kidvar Hashem, but that takes the words of Hashem. There's nothing to him. You play your little games. You read your little. You lead your little J1s and J2s, and that's so you're playing your games.
So wait a minute. So
even if he says that this particular chasera or yesera, somebody made that up, or he says this kal v'chomer, this gzera shava, that I don't hold up. All of that is Dvar Hashem Baza. Tanya Haya Rabbi Meir Omer. It's more than that. Somebody learns Torah, doesn't teach Torah. It's Dvar Hashem Baza. Something that means something to you. So what if it means something to you, it's possible for you not to desire to share it with somebody. So obviously it doesn't mean anything to you. You're learning it, but why should I bother telling anybody else? So that's Dvar Hashem Baza. Rabbi Nosson Omer, Kol Mi She'inu Mashgiach Al HaMishnah. It's somebody who makes the Mishnah meaningless. Yeah, I hold of the Psukim and the ideas, and I thought, I don't need to know really the Rambam. Rabbi Noraim, Koshe Efshar La'asok B'Torah, Rabbi Noraim was like somebody who could arrange his day to learn, and he doesn't, tomorrow, next month, next year, will eventually join the Daf Yomi Shir. That's a Dvar Hashem Baza. Rabbi Yishmael Omer Zeh, Ovei Avodat Kochavim. What's that? Why is that the Dvar Hashem? I understand that. Hashem, Baza, but why you call that Dvar Hashem? My mashma'a, what's the mashma'ut? Oh, the mashma'ut's beautiful. The Torah very beautiful. Dvar Hashem Baza. There was only one dover that Yisrael heard directly from Hashem. And what was that dover? Anochi v'lo yelecha. So therefore, zeha mivazer hadibur shenema Lord should say li Yisrael b'sinai. The dibur that was said over to all of Klal Yisrael, B'Sinai, and the grot changes the gears the way I read it. So that's what Dibur Anochi Hashem Elokecha Lo Yelecha Lo Yimachirim Al Panai. That's the Dvar Hashem Baza. Rabbi Yoshua Ben Korach Omer Kol Halomet Torah Ve'Enoko Zera Leha Domela Adam Shezorea Ve'Enoko Tzer. A person who learns Torah and then he doesn't review. So he's similar to a person who goes ahead and he does the work at planting, but then, the heck with it. Well, I already planted it. What more do you need? You imagine a guy like that would be locked up. So he's going to learn Torah, and he knows he's just going to go into a deep, dark hole and never be seen again. But, I did what I had to do. I mean, I planted. Isn't that what's important? So you think such a guy should be locked up. Rabbi Yeshua Merkol HaLomei Torah Mishakha Domeli Isha She'oledet V'Koveret. Actually, there's a different metaphor. That's Tom that he planted. There's more than planting when you learn Torah. That you learn it, but then you forget it. The Divrei Torah have to remain alive. What are you going to say? Well, I had a kid, so I buried the kid. What's the difference? I mean, that's crazy. The whole point is that you work your entire life to assure life for your child, not just to have a child. So that's the point of Lima Torah. That Lima Torah, that's your life. You work on it. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Zemer b'choyom, Zemer b'choyom. Give it a song every day. Bam bam, give it a song every day. And that way you'll remember. So in other words, that's one way of learning the Gemara. So in other words, if you review constantly, it's like you hear those jingles on the radio. Ultimately, they're singing themselves in your head. You can't get them out of your head as much as you'd like to if it's a successful jingle. The Divrei Torah should also be like that. No, that's his saying. Zemer b'choyom, zemer b'choyom. Another pshat, zemer b'choyom, zemer b'choyom. This is very beautiful. Zemer b'choyom says, you sing a song every day, Then Zemer Bechol Yom. That will be a song for you on the day that is everything, which is Olam Haba, the Zohar, in your making the Torah Zemer, and that Zemer becomes a Zemer forever. So Rashi says, Shetel Olam Haba, B'simchal B'shirim. I mean, you want your Olam Haba also to be Zemer. So if you want good music in Olam Haba, you have to create just like everything else. If you should talk about Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos.
Is that a different Zemer?
I mean, the way Rashi's learning both Pshatim, I think, would be Zemer. Right? Kid Zemer, he learns it. So Zemer B'choy would not be to be Zamer. But I mean, it's acceptable. Zamer, he's telling you his advice. Zamer, sing it B'choy Yom. Zamer B'choy Yom. But that doesn't work out according to Rashi's primary Pshat, in which the Torah will be a Zemer L'Olam Haba. You can't say Zamer. And because he's referring to the Olam Haba being Bashir, not that you'll have to be Mazamer. It's more likely that it's Zemer. Rabbi Skoll
agrees with him also.
Agrees with Steinsaltz that it's Zemer.
What about the Gemara's entitlement?
Gemara, is it I see that you don't remember a whole beautiful Shir that was Friday night. I repeat it at the Torah B'Seder Convention. That's for sure. Double tain against you. I asked Akasha from the Gemara that says the David HaMelech made Divrei Torah his mirate. Because of that, he was nichshal and Dov HaShafi l'shtinayk v'shav v'shav and yedin ha'said. Right? And it says, Miros ha'yu l'chukech of the Beitz Migurayim. They have a whole beautiful... That's what he's asking. So it's the whole beautiful pshat, but that's because it's the Beitz Migurayim. What the chat is, what type of Zemer do you use it for? There's a Zemer that's used for emotional succor, and then there's the Zemer that is used makes it Mr. Abicha.
Humming instead of knowing the words.
You're right. I mean, there's something, you know that. Omer of Yitzchak Bar Avodimi, my cross. What is the Pasuk? Shenema Nefesh Amel Amela Lo. The Nefesh who works, the Torah works for him. Now that's very much with Pashtus, like Rashi's first pshat. In other words, he is being mezamer today. That Torah will keep working for him in Olam Haba and will sing for him. Again, that's why it's hard to believe that it's zamer, because I mean the whole point of the pasuk is that the Torah does the singing. We're telling you zamer b'choyom. So if you make a zamer b'choyom, the Torah makes a zamer b'choyom. I don't know. Maybe Rabbi Skoll surreptitiously looked in Rabbi Steinsaltz. I hope not. I mean, that was the whole point of putting out the art school was to outfit the Steinsaltz. I don't know why they would do that. Right. So that's the portion of pshat. And the other pshat, according to this, is that if you learn Zemer B'chol Yom means Stam that we're talking about. Nefesh Amela Amela Lo Ki Akap Alav Pihu is the pshat that because he is ukaf, he makes his pet like the ukaf on the chamor is the blanket you put over the chamor that enables him to hold heavy things on his back. So here too, the Torah will do that for him. So in other words, the same way that when you are involved in something, it becomes like a zemer, so too does the Torah become something that works for you now automatically. In the same way that the jingle starts working for you automatically. You don't have to think about the jingle. It sort of forces itself upon you. So the Nefesh Amela, Amela Lo, which is very sweet. And so that's even according to that pshat, it's very hard to see how to read that Zemer. Right? Because it becomes Zemer. Don't know what the mucker is. So who on the album comes through? Is the Torah now? He is learning once again, and the Torah essentially is working for him. According to one level, Rashi, it's Bavakish, which that he should be given over various things. But the truth is, experientially, this is something we see all the time. I'm sure all of you have seen it. You're Isaac in one sukkah, yeah? And all of a sudden, from somewhere else, it happens to be exactly the same thing that you saw in something else the day before, and it just starts expanding on its own, as if it's working for you behind the scenes, and all kinds of things are connecting in your mind that you weren't directly working on. Omer Rabbi Elazar, kol adam la mel nivra. Look, everybody was born for work. Shadama ki adam la mel yulat. Man was born for, I wish I work. I don't know what
toil,
toil, thank you. So a person is going to end up toiling. Now, any yodea im la'amel te nivra, im la'amel melacha nivra. It's not clear what type of toil that is. It could be toil, a physical toil. So where is the ukaf on that person? On his mouth. In other words, it's his mouth that's his main toil in life. Havi omer la'amel te nivra. Now, adayin any yodea im la'amel Torah, im la'amel sicha. I mean, maybe that means to babble endlessly, and that to always have something smart alecky to say. What doesn't leave your mouth? The truth is that, I mean, the Havaminas seem a little strange. What are the Havaminas? Similar to Malakas, the Chat. Obviously, Malakas HaKedesh. He's doing mitzvahs running around. Doing tzedakah, and that's also amel. These are rimazim, really, you know. And then amel sicha would be the pshat. Yeah, say over meisim and the divrei musar and so on. You know, there's people that talk all day. They have little meisalak to tell you, and they think that they're speaking divrei teira. But la meisa, it's almost teira divra. Behind the amar rava kulu gufei drup tekininu. Every body, literally, has a workhorse of the body. So tuvi l'dezaki is a schus for someone who is clear, who is a tzaddik. Tavi druptiki v'yarai, so you should be a workhorse for tera. The other meaning of druptiki is drop tiki, meaning drop things into your filing holder. So all bodies are essentially meant to keep tons of information. Are you going to fill your information with trivia, or are you going to fill your information with divrei Torah? That's the question. So to the Lizaki, that you should be a drop tiki, the Eraisa. But no, yeah, this is serious. This is actually
shot. The memory is body, not the brain.
Huh? What do you mean? The body is the brain. What do you think? Your meat brain is not part of your body?
The hard disk.
This tiki is actually another word for tiki in the Gemara Lashon. It's like one way from your memory. I mean, your life is essentially accumulation of information. That's what defines you. What's the information that you're accumulating? Your old baseball cards and your movie actors and so on, or is it right there? The no'ef isha chasalev, somebody who sleeps around with women, lacks a heart. Amrish Lakhi zeh halomei Torah leprakim. Somebody who learns there a little bit today, a little bit tomorrow. It's like sleeping around, you know, a little bit here, a little bit there. There's no kviyut, and of course we always compare the relationship with Torah and the relationship with women. Always it's Eishes Chayon. The learning in front of an Amaris is sleeping with his fiancée. This is a constant metaphor. So here too, somebody, he doesn't have a complete connection to Divrei Torah. Okay, so he sleeps around when he feels like it. So he'll learn a shtickle rashi here, a shtickle piece of Gemara there. That's a noif isha. He has no heart. Shenemar ki na'im ki tishmerein bivit necha yichunu yachta v'asvatar. They have to all be there together. You can't have little verter and think that you're learning Torah. You're just sleeping around with little verter. Don Rabbona. V'hanefesh asher ta'aseh b'yad rama. What is it referring to in the Torah? That's the whole story of Varashem Bazar. Nefesh asher ta'aseh b'yad rama. There's a reference to Menashe, Chizkiyahu's son. Shehaya yoshev v'doresh v'hagadot shel dofi. He was sitting there and darshening, making a joke out of Divrei Torah. He said, "V'chilo hayav Moshe v'chitov elav akot lo tantim." Now, Moshe must have a lot of extra time on his hand to be talking about who Lotan's sister is. Who the heck gives a hang who Lotan's sister is? I mean, the Timna Haitat Legesh Lalifaz. You gotta know everybody's bedroom life. What's Moshe worried about over here? Vayelech Ruvain v'meik tzir chitim v'yimtzad dudaim v'asadeh. I mean, come on, man. Ruvain's taking a walk and he's going to tzir chitim. I mean, what do I need to know where he's going and what he's picking? What is this all about? Yatza bat kol v'yamra lo. Teishev ba'achicha tzedaber. V'den imcha titein dofi. Ela tzita v'acharashti. Ha ha, like that. Vimita yota yekamocha. Hochichacha ve'archa le'enecha. I will be mokiach you publicly, and you'll see it very clearly. V'lam mefurash be'kabbalah. Hoy moshchei ha'avon be'chavlei hashav. U'chavot ha'agalah chatza'ah. So woe to those who drag chatzayim for no reason. But you're not getting any pleasure out of this chait of being mevazeh divrei Torah. So it's like bechavlei hashav. It's for absolutely no purpose. Those are the cables that you use to drag yourself into sin. And what's the pshat yavot agalah? It says Reb Asi, the point over here is, this is the way that people bechlal fall into sin. Because yetzer hara is initially, b'chila domeh l'chut shabuchya, initially the yetzer hara is like a spider. It's nothing. It's like you could just break it. It's nothing to it. The first time the yetzer hara attracts you, you just walk away. But if you keep accepting, it gets stronger and stronger until in the end it becomes ke'avot agala. Now that's what it's saying. Moshchei avon b'chavlei hashav, that you needn't have done, but then to break away becomes like trying to break away the cables that are holding the whole agala.
So this isn't the yoke? The avot's not the yoke? It's
no.
The cables?
Yeah, it's like the things that hold the agala to the motor. By the way, Tanal, you did mention it. What is this achud lotan tibna jazz anyway? I mean, there's got to be a good chance. The Tanal, I mean, now that you mention it, so achud lotan tibna mahi, what is that? That's the point. Achud lotan tibna comes to tell us that Timna was obviously, I mean, she was one of the ruling family there. Because it says, aluf lotan, aluf timna, now aluf. The meaning of aluf is malchut of lotagahi. It's the equivalent of a king. It just means a king without a crown. So it's an implication of somebody who's running everything behind the scenes. So this is the Macher family, right? Now this woman goes ahead and becomes a Pilegesh, right? I mean, that's crazy. So what is it saying? The point over here is that she was desperate. And in her desperation became a Pilegesh to Eliphaz. Why? Because she wanted to become a Giyoret, Baile Giyoret. So, Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Veloki, Blua. She came to Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, and they weren't Mekabel her. Now, in the context, so learn some of them before, in the context, it's that that's not, she wanted to be Mitzgayeret on condition that she would be the wives of one of them. So they some actually bring this in terms of the halacha, but this is considered to be a ulterior motivation, right? Well, even though it's only a condition. So they refused to accept her under those conditions. So halacha vaita pilegesh le'elifaz ben Esav. So she ended up becoming just a pilegesh because she said, mutaf te'eshipcha lo'umazo v'lo te'gvira lo'umachar. I'd rather be just a shipcha in this nation and not be from the leading family in any other umma. This is from the Seir. So nafak mina amalek tzarino liyisrael. So she becomes now her big schus presents amalek the klal yisrael. That's where amalek comes from. It's from Timna and from Eliphaz.
She says that at the end. How can we have motivation to begin with?
No. What was one of my time of why was it that Amalek comes from this? The Loi Boilu Lerachaka. They should not have been Merachaker originally. They should have figured out some way to be Mekarva Takaskan Ve'ashchina. She ends up going there, so then they could have avoided that. So that's the reason that Klavit, the Chaim Zatzal always said, but I mean, fine, but why the mice have to do some Amalek? But this most beautiful verse. You can only produce Amalek out of tremendous Mesiras Nefesh. Right? Because Amalek is the only element of Esav that really cares. Ultimately, that's the Tzakah Gedolah Mara turns out to be Amalek. That's when it's paid back. It's on Purim. The rest of Esav you can buy off. So the rest of Esav doesn't really care. So in order to establish that power, you need tremendous Mesiras Nefesh. The power of Mesiras Nefesh has nothing to do with right or wrong. It's just power. If her Mesiras Nefesh could have been translated into Eliphaz ben Esav, it produces Amalek. If this is where she's going, and she thinks this is Gevaldik and Mesiras Nefesh, so fine. And this is what it produces. He always used to say this in connection with the Gemara that we had before, the Tzedukim, that said, you know, Kol Yomai Tzareti Al Gam Mikra Zerki Ba'anan Erei Al Kapores V'achshav Shabal Yodi Lora Kaimena, where his father told him, Bani, Yireim Anachum and Afrushim, he says, you know, you be very careful not to bring the Torah in the wrong place. So the Mesiris Nefesh for that is simply greater sin. It doesn't, you know, the American way is if a person really believes in something, he's giving his whole life to it. So it's good. I mean, that itself is good. Look how much it means to him. And, right? So here, no, that's exactly the evil in it. That's where Molech comes from, is the deeper belief. Not the lesser belief, the greater Mesiris Nefesh produces the greater evil. Okay, so that's the why it turned out that it should be through the meeting with Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov and so on, is because they should have been found a way in order to bend her interest into the real thing.
Scorned, is that what it is?
No, that's not the point. Obviously, that if she could settle for this, then that her drive was a drive that in fact had evil in it. My time and with the Roch. And what's the meaning of the Reuven with the Make Tzirchitim and all of that? Well, not, so why does it have to tell us those details? Vayelech Reuven, the Make Tzirchitim. Omer Rava, Barab Yitzchak, Omer Rav. The point is that Reuven would never have picked a flower that someone might have been marked on. Because it would have been Gazela. That's what it's trying to bring us up. How did Reuven find flowers? It had to be the Make Tzirchitim. So he went into a Sada after they had already picked it, so now nobody was mocked for it, and that's the time that you're allowed to walk through Sadas of other people. So then, Mikan the Tzaditim, She'im Poshtim Yideim Begezel, the Pshat is, Vayim Tzadudayim Basadeh. Now that it was at the time, we make Tzirtitim Bedavka, in which everyone had been Kotzer, so there was no Hakpada anymore, it was just the stubble left in the field. So he found growing among the stubble, and nobody was going to take it, found Tzadudayim. What are Dudaim? Omar Rab Yavruchi. Levi Omar Sigli. Rabbi Yonatan Omar Sabiski. What these are, Rashi isn't quite clear about. I mean, there's the old ginseng, because it was meant to be a stimulant for his mother to get pregnant.
Mandrakes,
right? The other, also they look like people, so it's a simon that they're going to have children. Om Rav Alexandri, Kol ha'osek b'Torah l'shma meisim shalom b'palmaya shel ma'ala u'b'palmaya shel mata. Shenemar, O yechazak b'ma'ozi yaseh shalom li. And shalom yaseh li. It makes shalom mamish for HaKadosh Baruch Hu k'vayachol. Rav amar kilu banat latrin shel ma'ala v'shel mata. It's as if you created the shamayim and the earth, in a sense. Shenemar, ba'atzim devarai b'picha. So the yesod of the aretz, the neti of the shamayim, is basically the place of the platrin shamala v'shamata. This is God's palace in the shamayim, and this world is God's palace on the aretz. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, af megin al kol olam kulo shenema uvetzel yaday kisiti. So it's as if now he is in the cells, as he's created a place in which there's a Haganah for the world. Levi Omer, Af Mekarevet HaGula. It says, V'lo Malitziona Miata Adens. So that's for all of Kol Yisrael. Omer Shlokish Kol HaMalamid Et Ben Chaveiro Torah Ma'aleh Alav HaKatuv Ki'ilu Asa'o. Somebody who teaches a friend's child Torah, this means that he takes responsibility for giving him over his Torah. That's time they have to teach him something once. Shenemar, so it's as if he made him. It's meisim like this in history. As Tony over there, the Rif ended up accepting the 17-year-old son of the guy who was his biggest enemy in life. They had a terrible machlokas. There's no historical records as to what the machlokas was. But this person on his deathbed, who was also one of the Gedalei Hador, told his son that he should go to the Rif, apologize to him from him, and to ask him to please, he should take you under his wings, and he has to teach you all of Shas. So the Rif heard this, he started to cry, and he was macabre, and he took him under his wing. And that boy ended up becoming the next Rosh Hashiva after the Rif, above the Rif's own son. And he appointed him to be the one who was Mamala Mikra. So that's Mamish this thing. So it's as if he created that child. Shinema, Lesanefesh Asher Asu Becharan. Asu Becharan, the Targum is that he was Mishabedin to the Torah in Haran. And that's called Asiya. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Kiyu Asa'an Lidivrei Torah. It's as if you make the Torah. Shinema, Ushmartem Divrei HaBrit Hazot Va'atitem Otam. In Shmira of this Brit, you make this Brit. Ravama, Kiilu Asa Ola Atzmo. You're not making this Brit. You made yourself. Shema Va'atitem Otam Va'atitre Otam Ela Atitem Atem. Make yourselves. This is how you make yourself.
Make something of yourself.
It's more, no. Omer Rabbi Avu Kol HaMe'atzer Chavero L'Dvar Mitzvah Ma'ale Alav HaKatuv Kiilu Asa'a. If you have somebody else do a mitzvah, it's as if you did a mitzvah. Take the mateh that you used to hit the yor in Mitzrayim. Now, since when did Moshe ever hit the yor? Moshe hiko, alo Aaron hiko. That was the whole point. He was supposed to tell Aaron to do this. Remember, he wasn't allowed even to be mateh the yor because it was making a lot. So therefore, it's lo malacha. The point is Gufa, that since he was always mitzava Aaron, and he brought Aaron into this mitzvah, so it's mityaches to him. Epikoros. What is this lashon we said? Epikoros doesn't have a chelik in Aaron Harbor. We said, tikares, tikares. The Dvar Hashem Baza refers to Epikoros. What is an Epikoros? Rav Rebbe Chanina Amar Tavayon, Zeha Mivazet Talmidei Chachamim. Someone who is mevazet talmidei chachamim, of Epikoros, we're using in Hebrew as the sense of pakar. Pakar means like hefker, apkaruta. He acts without any brakes on him. He acts as if the world is hefker. You can do whatever you want. Yeah. So Epicurean, in fact, has that element. It's not ultimate meaning. So therefore, basically, the world is open to what it is that you can get out of it, for number one. Okay, so even though it doesn't mean that Epicurus himself is going to end up being Mevazet Talmidei Chachamim, but it's that attitude of Hefkerut. If we don't look at it, nowadays this has come to mean, you know, some heretical thing. But at the point, it's heretical. It's a lashon of Fakar. So somebody's Mevazet Talmidei Chachamim, Dainis Rav and Rabbi Chanina, that's Epicurus. Rabbi Yochum, Rabbi Shimon Levi Omer. No, you don't need to be Mevazet Talmidei Chachamim to be an Epicurus. It's to feel that there's no dignity in the world. Somebody would be Mevazet his friend in front of a Talmidei Chachamim. That's also Epicurus. That's a complete sense of Epicurus. You're sitting in front of a Talmidei Chachamim, you're sitting there arguing with each other and talking about being Mevazet him as if it makes no difference who's listening to your conversation. It's looking like the world is after. There's no sense of dignity and decency of the limits of behavior and so on. It's a common situation today, right? It's a different element. It's not a kirusa. That's a good news. So if you do it in public, it's Hashem Bazaar on its own. So Bishleim Laman Yomar Mevazeh Chaveh B'Yufnei Talmid Chacham Apikores Havi. So then the Mevazeh Talmid Chacham Atzmo would be even more. That would be a Megala Panim B'Torah. That's as if he's literally, and that's more chomer, we understand now, because apikoros is just a lashon of apkirusa, means of, you know, letting loose, so to speak, being loose. But to be mevazeh, the Torah itself, that would be mevazeh Talmid Chacham, would be to be megala panim the Torah itself. That's what we meant, maybe, by megala panim the Torah shelo kalacha, that outside of the context of halakha, you treat the Torah in such a lack of dignity. But the man v'yomer mevazeh talmid chacham atzmo is an apikoros. What exactly is a megala panim b'torah shelo kalacha? That is why we brought earlier the example of Menashe ben Chizkia. In other words, somebody who darshens divrei Torah but does it in a cynical way and talks about the chiloi alo l'moshe ela and so on. That's a megala panim b'torah shelo kalacha. You're supposedly discussing divrei Torah. But in reality, you're uprooting Divrei Torah. You're being Mevazeh Divrei Torah. But it means literally to be Megala Panim Divrei Torah. The Ikan Amasi La'asefa. Now others learned that Rav and Rabbi Chanina were going in the other direction. Megala Panim Torah comes afterwards. So they were group arguing what is called Begal upon him Betera Shalok Kalok. Because the Rav Rebbe Chanina Amri, Zam Abaza Talmud Chora. The group for not that the Yapin, according to this chat, the Begal upon him at a higher level was the Mabaza Talmud Chora. Rav Yochanan, Rav Yehoshua ben Levi Amri, Zam Abaza Skadero Bifnei Talmud Chora. That's also called a Begal upon him Betera because it's as if the covered Hatera means nothing to you. So now, Bishleim Lamad Yom Mabazet Talmud Chora Atzmo. He's called the Megale Panim B'Torah. So then I understand that Mevazer Chaveiro B'Fnei Tamid Chacham is a little bit less than that. So it's a getter of Kirutza B'Alma. So he's called the Apikars. But according to the Mad Yomer, also the Mevazer Chaveiro B'Fnei Tamid Chacham is the one who's called the Megale Panim B'Torah. So then Apikars is less than that, right? So what is less than that that would still be the getter, complete Hefker? I mean, it sounds already like you're pretty down there. I mean, it just to be Mavaza, friend in front of the Talmud Chacham. So what would be less than that and still be called something that was a bizui for the Devar Hashem? Your man. Well, but Yosef, it's Kedon Hani Damri, Maya Hani Lon Rabbona. What good are rabbis? They sit around learning all day. Lididu Karu, Lididu Tana, they do all of this for themselves, you know. So they're sitting around having fun in their ivory towers, and they have nothing to do with the world. Omar Leia Bayan, that you call a Kiruta? That's a direct attack on Torah. I'm a gallop on him, but they're an army of him. It goes against the pasuk. Im lo briti yomam v'layla chukot shamayim v'aretz lo samti. And they're saying that the Torah is not the thing that's b'chaya the world. Well, the way they have to look at the Talmud Chacham is that he's literally giving them life. You're telling me that's just a kibbutz to be on there? So it's an attack on the whole meaning of Torah. On the Nachum Ba'yitzchak, there's another pasuk also like that. I mean, forget about in this metaphysical sense. I mean, we find v'natzati v'cholam makom ba'avuram. Forget about creation. I mean, how about just to be shamer, a city from midas adin? We find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu, if you can find me some tzaddikim, some good talmidei chachamim there, so then I'll take care of the whole city for them. No, so what are you telling me? They're just saving themselves. I don't know, but the very fact that talmidei chachamim means you know, their own life is more secure. They don't recognize that. They don't recognize that, then that's a direct attack on Torah. That's what Apkiruta. That's from God appointing to Torah, at least. Ah, you know what Apkiruta is? Somebody who's sitting in front of his Rebbe, they go, Mom, the Yosef Kamei Rebbe. V'nofala shumaitza beduch tachlit. Now, he remembers that there's a sugya that they had learned in a different shir. So he says to his Rebbe, he says, but didn't we say this over there? Instead of saying, didn't Rebbe say this? Didn't we say this? In that sugya? Yeah. Who's we? He doesn't say, this is what Rebbe said. It's a hefkeris. Rav Omar, I'll give a good example. You know Dr. Benjamin, the Beit Binyamin Asya? So you know what they always say? They always say, Maya Hani Len Rabbanan. Well, what good are rabbis? I mean, after all, Miolam Lo Shorah Lan Urva. They never said that a crow was kosher. Velo Osru Lan Yona. They never said that a pigeon was traced, did they? So there's nothing really that they add. I mean, anybody can read the Holy Book and know what it's all about. What do we need these rabbis for? Now, in fact, Rava used to get them on this because whenever they would send in a trefa from Dr. Benjamin MD's house, and he would pass in the trefa. So if he saw a reason to be matir, he said, by the way, I was just matir, a crow. If it wouldn't be for me, you'd have to be machmer on this. You'd have to throw it out. So here I was. So enjoy your crow and eat crow. This is where, this is where it comes from. When he saw a reason to answer it, you see, I can do things like that. I just took a pigeon and I made it into crow. So you're going to have to throw it out now. So the rabbis do some things in the world, don't they?